Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
From KQED.
I was only 7 years old when I began to hide my name. I was making my first ever order at the local Starbucks when I was asked to repeat my name. At first, confusion struck. Nevertheless, I clarified each syllable, letter, and even offered pronouncers for the vowels. Yet, what I thought would only happen once kept happening when making a restaurant reservation, shopping, or even having an offhand conversation. Maybe it was malformed pronunciation, maybe an unclear accent, or maybe just a bad day. But when the time came, my name was simply confusing for the conventional American. Over time, Pranav became Pat. It was never something I considered significant. It was just an issue of convenience, right? In fact, I was told I was more fortunate than others. My name is fairly short, and compared to Rishabh or Jyoti, it's phonetically simple. Still, even if I was luckier than others, that didn't change the fact that my name didn't fit convention. But a couple months ago, I was ordering coffee with a friend of mine, and when the barista asked for my name, I told him it was Pat. You know, just like I normally do. Yet, my friend didn't understand. Why did I shorten my name? For convenience? And if so, is it even worth it? Before that, I used to believe that Indian names were too esoteric to be understood. It was never something I questioned or even considered, but by changing my name, I was only adding to the problem. By avoiding incomprehensibility, I was also neglecting any hope to normalize names like mine. Avoidance can only renew institutions, not reform them. Visiting the same Starbucks 8 years later, I no longer shorten my name. Now, I take the extra step to clarify the pronunciation, and that coffee shop I visited as a 7-year-old hasn't gotten it wrong since. With a perspective, I'm Pranav Durgam.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.